Steve and Siege in the morning.
On demand.
Siege, I've got your song all queued up here. This was
this
number
is killing
one
me.
When
okay.
you were 14 years old. I want to see if you can sing along to it, okay? You ready?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. Let me,
It's actually a duet.
Oh, this is not Janet, Mariah.
Sorry, I never told you.
Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
Oh, Boys to Men.
They say it's your 14th birthday.
Needed to say.
Did one of the Boys to Men die? Or did he just leave the group?
He just left the group.
Okay.
They still perform and they kick
No, they
butt.
Do. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're awesome. It's not with the Backstreet Boys. Super, super good.
Yeah. Boys yeah. Men, you know. I'm sorry I'm lost in this right now. Okay, so. What, I mean, One Sweet Day, like this. Okay. So this is a story of my life?
Supposed to be.
Okay.
It's a song about death, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, like One Sweet Day, I'll get to see this person again. So
oh.
Are you ready for mine?
Like you just shattered my world. Yeah.
Ah! This one's a little different.
You've got to be kidding me. So, I don't know if you're familiar with the dance, but Dave is doing it right now. And there's so much hip gyration. It's making me slightly uncomfortable. He's turning around now. What are you doing right now to our processor? Leave the tube compressor alone, David. Do you remember the whole dance? I never learned the dance.
Oh, yeah. The dance is easy.
He's doing it. He's touching his hips now. And there's a shimmy involved.
It's like one of those dances you just go around in circles.
You know, I refuse to be told what to do on the dance floor, so I'm glad this wasn't my song.
Oh, man. Well,
so
we did mention that yesterday was your mom's birthday.
Yeah, Oma's birthday. Now, she's a little bit of a chatterbox, so I feel like this is pretty apt. So, Oma, this was the song that was number one on your 14th birthday.
It's called Silence is Golden. It's a little different than what we're used to.
I love this song.
Oh, man, you've got to let us know what your song is, what your jam is this morning. Give Dave and Siege a call right now. We're waiting for it. It's 230. WILN, number one song to define your life on your 14th birthday.
One Sweet Day. Aw.
This one defines our morning show. It's called The Middle.
Dave and
Siege. We are Dave and Siege. Thanks for waking up with us today. Not quite 7 o'clock yet. We're at 6:54, and today it's going to be sunny. 84 later on, 73 right now in Panama City. Good morning, Siege.
Hey, good morning, man. So, happy summer. Are we officially summer?
I think it's officially summer soon.
There's always a day people get really excited and they're like, well, you know, it's officially summer now. Really? Because my brow sweat from about a month ago says it was
true.
Approximately 5 weeks.
You can check the Carpe Diem 365 calendar. I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
National Brow Sweat Day.
Areola sweat. Man, it's just so much
boy.
Of that. So I had this adventure yesterday with my mom. She turns to me like we were watching Walk the Line. And
oh, what a great movie.
It's this awesome flick. And she goes, you know, I just really want a Crystal Pepsi. I was like, really?
Was that in the movie?
Is that still a thing? No, like someone was drinking like a Sprite and it was like bubbling. And so, okay, so we jump in the car and we go to find the Crystal Pepsi. Walmart doesn't have it. Target doesn't have it. And I remember she got one here when she was visiting last time.
Okay.
It's called Dodge's, I think. It's like that gas station chicken place across the bridge. Like super interesting crowd always in there.
Yeah.
And kind of fun to just like
roll
in. Yeah,
people watch and just do your thing.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, you know, whatever. It's like, we don't have nothing else to do. So we jump in the car and we're going over there.
Don't you love like one specific like random adventure?
Yes.
Like the goal is like very minute, but it's like leads to this whole thing.
But as a man, like you have to, like,
your mother turns to you.
Like, I have to make this happen now. I will steal for this. Like, okay, Mom, I got you.
Did you check to see if they're still in distribution? Obviously, she got it last time. But
that would have been a good thing to check before we started off on the adventure.
Ah,
so,
okay.
As we were getting close to the bridge, I started feeling kind of thirsty, a little rumble in my tummy. So stop at Taco Bell, cheese quesadilla, Diet Pepsi. No Crystal Pepsi there, though, obviously.
Of course not.
So we cross the bridge, we get to the store, Dodge's. Meh, they didn't have it. So that's where she got one before, not this time. And then she goes.
Things are looking bleak now.
It's super bleak. And so she says, you know, I think I just want a smoothie. But now it's past 8 o'clock.
It's a 180. Yeah, and smoothie places the don't smoothie stay open late. But you could do a Slurpee.
True. She said smoothie, not Slurpee.
Yeah.
And she had suggested earlier that we go to the mall. And I said, well, they're not going to have Crystal Pepsi at the mall. But now I'm realizing the only place that's open that's going to have a smoothie is going to be in the mall.
Oh, okay.
It's right there by the center court where we did the turkey kissing contest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There was that smoothie place.
That's right.
So I'm like checking all the places I can on my phone super fast. Mom jumps in. So we're like, okay, here we go. So we get over there. We walk up to the stand and there's nobody there. Like there's no smoothie.
So it's like just one of the kiosk things, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh my God, you got to be kidding.
No attendant.
I'm like looking around, my hands are in my head like, no. And then smoothie attendant comes walking over. It's like, I don't know how to do something completely just could not understand a word she said. Yeah. I don't know what language it was.
Sure.
She was trying very hard to communicate, and we were trying very hard with her too.
It just wasn't
going super, very well.
It wasn't crystal clear.
No, it was not crystal clear at all, or Crystal Pepsi. So the problem really became that we were having a hard time communicating what we wanted.
Oh, wow.
So we finally kind of, and she was sort of upset that we didn't take the thing that she kind of had the sample of. So anyways.
Okay.
I just ordered a small one of those. So could you like
point? Could you point to like something on the menu?
Yeah, but the menu was like.
Oh no!
So she's like trying to. So
you need like a laser pointer or something.
Yeah.
And then that's confusing.
I got a small whatever the crap was that she was serving just to like calm her down.
I'm sure it was very healthy for you.
And mom got what she wanted, and then it was.
Did mom actually get what she wanted?
Sort of. She was $14. She didn't want to pay that much, or I didn't want to pay that much for two smoothies, but it was okay.
That is kind of pricey.
And so we're like driving back across the bridge, and it's taken so long for all this that we've skipped dinner.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we just crossed the bridge, and I was getting hungry again. And here came Taco Bell again. Yeah. And so I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to. She's like, go ahead.
It's like the toll.
Yep. So I went through the drive-thru, another cheese quesadilla, and I get up through the window, and the guy's like, oh, you're back again?
He was reading the same shit.
Same guy. Yeah, he's like, did you need a refill on your soda, are you good? I'm like,
no issues ordering at Taco Bell.
If he'd handed me a Crystal Pepsi, I'd be like, yes!
Panama City.
What do we learn?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You'll learn today.
Island 106.
I don't know. The opening of that, like, we've been doing this for a little while. It still makes me giggle.
If you haven't ever seen Burn After Reading or
Kevin Hart stand-up, yeah.
It's funny, we were talking about the swearing thing today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever heard the bit that Kevin Hart does about when he was a kid and his mom told him that he could swear.
No, I don't.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, wow. Yeah, you got it.
I'm sure you can't repeat any of it, but.
Actually, some of it I can.
Okay.
But now I've teased it, so like now.
I was like, can you give me like a little taste?
I'll give you a little snippet here in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
So okay. I promise.
Well, I learned that there's a bit of Kevin Hart that I haven't heard yet, which I'm kind of excited about. And I got to admit, so the eating, we played Truth or Dave earlier, and one of your lines was eating carrots can improve your vision by as much as 24%. And I read it the other day too. Mm-hmm. What is today, Tuesday? I read it yesterday, and I just got the joke today. It's 24 carat.
Interesting.
I love you, David Dean.
Very little something in there for my baby.
Oh, man.
We learned that our song that can define your life is whatever song was number one when you were 14 years old on your 14th birthday.
So it makes me cringe.
Seajus is a song that's about a topic that's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a song about losing someone close to you.
Very touching, though. Very heartfelt and warming, I'd say.
You do lose a lot of people who are close to you in your life.
Because I refuse to call them back.
Or even text them back sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Texted you.
What was yours? Can you jog my memory?
I would love to. Man.
There's a segue that's never ever happened in radio history. One sweet day to Macarena.
They're just so different. Actually, I guess there's probably a lot because our birthdays are so close together.
Right.
These are like the two number one songs almost back to back. So like,
there's like a host, you know, song and then a co-host song, I'd say.
Sure.
Perfect. Number one. Straight to the top.
Just go right for it. So we've got Kevin Hart on Swearing If You're a Child. That's next in 3 minutes on Island 106. I can't believe I get to show you this. I'm so excited.
Well, and now we know science says that teaching your kids to swear is healthy.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Do you want to dance a little bit? Because here we go.
I do.
As promised, I almost didn't do this, but
you're going to learn me today. So this is some Kevin Hart material. So I'm a huge fan, as I think everyone should be. But I haven't seen all of his stand-up. And so you're telling me that there's a bit that he does about, well, because we were talking about whether or not you can let your kids swear and whether or not it's healthy or okay.
Exactly.
And you're saying that he has a bit about this, and I don't remember it, or I've never heard it.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of curious.
Absolutely does. And we just wanted to give you a little snippet of that now. Okay. This one's pretty good.
My mom gave me permission to cuss one time. One time she gave me permission to cuss. I'm in school, I'm being bad. My teacher got mad, said, Kevin, come here. Told me to come to the front of the class, wrote a note, stapled the note to my chest. Said, make sure your mother read the note. I get home, my mom read the note. The note said, maybe if you showed your son some more attention at home, he wouldn't act like a fool in school, right? My mom read the note, she said, let me tell you something. You tell her, mind her damn business before I come down there and I beat her ass. She said, well, what did your mother say? I took a deep breath. I looked at my friends. I was like, it's about to go down. I said, well, my mom told me to tell you to mind your damn mother.
ILN. Dave and Siege, mornings when you wake up. 106.